In fact, if I were to just give two expressions to working on restraining forces, it would be these two things. Seek first to understand, then to be understood. Want to understand? I'd like to also be understood. Best understanding we have of the stream of the realities. Let's look at it. Let's seek to understand together. See, so it's not just my interpretation of the problem if the trust level is low between me and the people. Let's get out into the stream. Let's study. This is the reality, see? People want to survive. They want to make it. They don't want to struggle and fight. They really don't. The natural proclivity is for the good, for the better, see? The second one is, then involve them in the problem. Once you've understood, then you can go for synergy. Then, to be understood, see, yourself, then you say, what do you think? What can we do? Here's where we are. That's hard reality. A lot of people won't face that reality. I like the quote which says, from the cowardice that is afraid of new truth, from the laziness that is content with half-truth, from the arrogance that assumes it has all truth, O God of truth, deliver us. In other words, are we willing to face the full truth? Not just my interpretation as management of what's happening in the marketplace, but what's happening to our culture, what's happening to the quality of our relationship, looking at perhaps all seven chronic problems. That's tough. Boy, that takes courage. And it takes diligence, not laziness. Diligence to not just go for anecdotal information, to go for a real full stakeholder information system that gives, it can give, it doesn't now in most cases, reader-friendly 1-2-page summaries. In scientific ways, it's being done to gather information on human resources, on all stakeholders, see? Then, once you have confidence in the data, you own the problem. When you own the problem, you'll start generating solutions. And if we start building a trust, synergy starts taking place. Now, let me give you a one-sentence definition of a universal mission statement. I suggest that within this one mission statement is embodied the essential frame of reference which embodies principle-centered leadership and embodies, as one pointed out to me yesterday, the criteria for total quality. And it embodies team building, trust building, ethics, stress, so many, social responsibility. This is the mission statement.